Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in to 8-Bit Bits. We're going to review Ghostbusters here. I am Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek. You can always check us out on our website, the8bitgeek.com, for all of our cool, exciting podcasts. But let's jump into this real quick. Ghostbusters, a retelling of a classic story from the 80s. Everybody remembers Ghostbusters that was released in 1984. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver. This one has come under a lot of scrutiny from the casting of women. The internet went into an uproar about that. They hated that idea. It's not a bad thing. They did fine in their roles. And a lot of people didn't like the fact that this wasn't a continuation. It's in its own separate entity. It's in its own world. You know, the other movies don't exist. That part bothered me a little bit. I wish that this was a direct sequel. I think that the cameos from all the old cast would have worked better, you know, as the old Ghostbusters kind of handing off the reins to another group. I don't know why that wasn't done. It doesn't make much sense to me that this is its own thing, because I don't know, like the technology and everything, from the proton packs to the traps and everything, they're inspired by the originals, but I really liked the original style better, and I think they could have built upon that by borrowing it. The proton packs in this one just aren't that memorable, and they're bulky, they're big, they just don't seem, I don't know, they don't, they're not, they're just not kind of classic, you know, they won't hold up over time, I don't believe, but neither will this movie. I found the movie to be just okay. It's a good summer movie to go see, you know, just a popcorn movie. I don't think the script was very good, and I don't think there's a lot of memorable moments. I don't think that you're gonna look back on this and say, oh my goodness, what a classic. It's sad too, because it has a great cast, you know, right from when you open the movie opens, Zach Woods, who is I have come to love. He opens the movie as a tour guide in a haunted mansion, and so he's been in a lot of great films, and he actually does Silicon Valley. So he's a great cast member to have. Kristen Wiig is in this. Why can't I remember anybody else that's in this movie now? Melissa McCarthy. And you've got Kate McKinnon. I think Kate's character was probably underutilized the most. She played Jillian Holtzman. And, boy, they just used her kind of as like a background prop in a lot of scenes. Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy are definitely, you know, front and center to the stars of this film. They have the most interactions with each other. And, Kate is just... She's such a huge talent on SNL. And I believe that she was just not utilized that well in this one. Then you have Leslie Jones. When I first saw the previews, I was afraid that this was going to be the Tolkien black character. And I was not wrong. They just made her into like this city worker who, you know, just shows up and, you know, I know the streets, and then she just yells and screams, which, I mean, I expected more. So it's kind of sad to see that that's the only depth that they gave her, especially when all of the original cast from Ghostbusters back in the 80s, everybody had a lot of depth. Everybody was smart. Everybody, you know, even street smart. This one, they just made her into meh, just the run around screaming woman, and I guess that's fine if you like that, but it didn't do anything for me. Let's see. There is a bad guy in this film who is very underwhelming. He doesn't seem believable. And I guess that's the biggest thing. The people just don't... The movie just doesn't seem believable. It doesn't seem like it could happen and would happen, or any validity to it. It's just, you know? There is a... Let's see. Their secretary, Kevin, is made out to be just the biggest idiot in the world. And I don't see how that passed somebody when they were reading the script. Is just like, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy is just too dumb. You know, I think it was funny at first. Kevin is played by Chris Hemsworth. And I mean, he's a funny guy. He could definitely pull off some, comedic roles, but in this one, it's just, there's nothing to work with. He's a complete, just dumb as a doorknob. There's a phone in a tank, in a fish tank, and he's trying to grab the phone in the fish tank. Are you serious? Like, it's a piece of glass, and after the first time, he tries it again and again, and I guess that's what the movie really relies on a lot, is just that dumb humor, and it just does it over and over again. And it just doesn't come off as funny. It's just kind of awkwardly like, come on, guys, really? And that is the biggest problem with the film, is that it's not that funny. It's just not a really well-written film. I just feel like it's kind of rushed to get it out there. And, you know, there were some leaked emails back in the day with Sony, you know, saying that I don't even think that the original cast wanted to promote this film, but it says if they won't, they'll get sued. And so I think that's what happened there as well. Or else I don't think they would have promoted this, because it's just not very good. Let's see here. What else do we have to jump on here? The ghost, they definitely pay some homages to the original. There's definitely some sense and feeling that it, nostalgic feelings, so that does come up, so it feels really good at some points, because this movie is definitely on the verge of going somewhere, and it's definitely on the, it could have been great. Like, you had that feeling that in some moments it's just like, holy shit, they're really building towards something great, but ultimately it just lets you down, which is sad. The enemy is very underwhelming. I think I already mentioned that. The ghosts are repetitive. Like, they reuse the same ghosts over and over again, which kind of sucks, because they try to give the ghosts a more depth than the actual Ghostbusters. And they did a... They did a homage to Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which was kind of cool. And then they did their own version of Stay Puft, which a giant walking creature in the film as the end boss. And that's another thing. The ending wrapped itself up really quickly, like really quickly. And that didn't seem, I don't know, it was rushed. Like, I don't want to give away too much of the film if you're going to go see it. So, but in the original film, you know, it took them time to actually, to beat them, to figure it out, to like work together. All right, let's do this, cross the streams. In this one, it was just more or less like, oh, we got it. Okay, here we go. And then instantly, in a snap of a finger, problem solved. Movie's wrapped up. Cute little bow. And then there was this one scene where someone's being rescued, and it was absolutely not believable at all. I won't say what happens, but yeah, it's unfortunate. And the unfortunate thing is that the producers of at Sony said that this is going to be ongoing forever. They're going to continue to make more Ghostbusters. If they're at this quality just to cash in and make a quick buck, I don't approve of it. I think that they need to go back to the drawing board and make a stronger film. I mean, hell, you could use the same cast. Bring them back for Ghostbusters 2. Just do it with a stronger script and a better story. And I think that it'd be fine, you know. Let's get to a score. I give this one a 5 out of 10. It's an okay summer film. You can definitely go see it. I mean, if you're going to bring the whole family, it may not be worth $50 or $60, however much it's going to cost you to get into the theater. But, you know, wait for it on DVD or streaming. Definitely not very satisfying of a film, which is sad because I wanted it to be. Even after all the internet hatred, because, you know, it was just really vile. If you went onto Reddit, you saw everything that was said about the film and how much everyone was hating the ideas. And you almost wanted it to win to just kind of throw it in their faces. But it doesn't look like that's the way it happened. So anyways, once again, that's just my opinion. Make up your own opinion. Go see it. See what you think. You may hate my opinion of it. You may find that you love it. But yeah, that's it. Anyways, I'm Jeremy. I hope you enjoyed this review. Check us out, www.the8bitgeek.com. Thanks for listening.